Audio 1.2.
Before the break, we were talking about copyright, and I'd like to continue by looking at some of the industries that are more likely to have their designs copied than others. Near the top of this list is the fashion industry. Everyone knows that haute couture designs are regularly copied and sold cheaply on the high street, and the fashion houses really need to take more action to protect their new collections. The problem is getting worse. Copyists today are faster and better than ever before. As soon as a model moves onto the catwalk, the design is being drawn by someone in the audience, and within weeks, sometimes even after a few days, we can buy the cheap copy on the high street. Fashion magazines even tell us where to find them. So why is this allowed to continue? Why don't the high-profile designers take action against such obvious infringement of copyright law? Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is that up until now, copying has been considered almost an inevitable part of the business. It's something that has always happened and always will, whatever the big designers try to do about it. Another reason is that many designers consider imitation to be a form of flattery. Only the good designs are copied. It's almost like an advertisement for the fashion house. But neither of these reasons should prevent fashion houses from taking the relevant action, and it's time that they took steps to protect their innovations. Like other industries, they need to challenge the copyists, not accept them. At long last, it seems that this is beginning to happen. There are a couple of high-profile cases we can look at. Last year, the French fashion house Chloé took action against Topshop, and the high street shop had to stop selling a particular item and pay substantial damages. Another famous name, Jimmy Choo, forced Marks & Spencer to withdraw a £9.50 handbag that was a copy of a Jimmy Choo one that sells for £495. Yet another chain, New Look, had to pay them compensation for copying a shoe design. Although the details are not known, the amount is said to have been significant. It is still rare for these cases to reach court, as most parties prefer to settle without admitting liability. But at least it shows that designers and retailers are becoming more aware and active. And what they really need to do is to protect their designs well before they show them to the public. Many designers think that it is unnecessary to register their designs at any stage because they are covered by copyright laws from the first drawings. Unfortunately, this deterrent is unlikely to be enough to stop imitations appearing on the high street. Designers really need to register protection before the clothes appear on the catwalk. Doing this is quite straightforward and inexpensive. It is also wide-ranging. Registered design protection can cover all aspects of design, from shape to pattern. And it's not limited to clothes. It can protect accessories such as jewellery, bags and belts too. Designers cannot apply for registered design protection after the designs have become public, so they need to think about this at an early stage. To look at registered design protection in more detail, we need to consider the legal implications of